continuing coverage, of course. There's interviews being done. Heather Humphreys, the Fine Gael candidate now for the presidency, is out this morning talking about her vision for the country if she was to be elected as president. She was confirmed yesterday as Fine Gael's candidate for the Irish run. There is still, of course, a process underway within Fianna Fáil for selection of a candidate, Billy Kelleher and Jim Gavin in the running for that one. So either way, they will have a candidate. We've Catherine Connolly in the field. But what about all of the independents out there and ones who are going beyond the route of parliamentary party support to try and get on the ticket? They have to go to local authorities across the country. And that means that they will be going to councils like Kerry County Council over the next while. And they'll be looking for the support of councillors. And there'll be a process which is carried out from a lot of different councils, some of them in different ways. However, following discussions with the Cathaoirleach, the proposal from Kerry County Council is that a special meeting will be held next Monday afternoon, the 8th of September, around about 1:30 in the council chamber. The finalisation of the format was to take place yesterday. Around 10, perhaps maybe more now, requests from potential candidates have been presented to the council, and they've been acknowledged, and the persons involved have been invited to come before councillors next Monday to put their pitch to them to look for their support. But will Kerry County Council even be supporting anyone in this process? It looks like a vote might have to take place before that happens. And in the context of all of that, is this suspicion or thought, and this is being discussed out there politically, as to whether Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil and Labour, who are all backing their own candidates per se, will block off the nominations process for independent candidates through the local authorities. With me in the line, top of this from Kerry's perspective, is independent councillor Charlie Farley, who has been contacted by a number of different people looking to run. Charlie, good morning to you, and thanks for joining me in the programme. You'll be among the rest of the councillors in Kerry next Monday, hearing the pitches from maybe 12, 13 candidates looking to try and get Kerry's vote. What's your view on where you think things will go from here in terms of what's going to happen? Will Kerry back somebody to run for the presidency?
Yeah, good morning, Jerry, and good morning to your listeners. Would you believe it? I've actually only been contacted, although there's a lot of independents in the field, and a lot of contact has been made with a lot of people, supposedly. I've only had one phone call in the whole process of this. I've only had one phone call from an independent, Maria Steen, rang looking for my support. I've had no contact from anybody else in the field whatsoever. But yeah, look at it. It's interesting. First of all, I wasn't there in 2018, and I think there might be 13, there might be 12 of my colleagues currently elected, might be 13 new councillors now who weren't there in 2018 when the last process to put forward a candidate. And Kerry County Council at that time voted 14 in favour of putting Peter Casey forward as a candidate to give him the nomination, and I think there was 4 for William Delaney and 3 for Gemma Doherty. So it's quite obvious by that vote that that a vote did take place, and that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael took part in that vote, and Labour and probably Sinn Féin as well. I'm not sure because I wasn't there, but it's going to be a new process, Jerry, for about 13 of us. Next Monday it'll be interesting. 1:30, everyone that's in the field, including your man from Glencar yesterday morning, Wheelie Barry Rowe. Very entertaining. John B. Dooley was long before his time, but it's a bit of fun put into the process, and everyone is going to get a few minutes. I don't know what the procedure, but everyone's going to get. I think there was due to be a CPG meeting either yesterday or today in with Kerry County Council to select the format of what way. So I presume everyone's going to get 5 or 10 minutes to pitch their views, and they're going to be asked questions, and by the councillors, if they want to ask questions, there'll be some few minutes left aside by that. I'm not sure. I was told that there was up to 10, but seeing Joanne Donnelly and Maria Steen has entered the race, and Sir Bob Geldof has entered the race, and there'll probably be more. We might have more than 10. But yeah, look, after that, Jerry, I'm not sure. Looking at looking at TV last night, looking at the Tonight Show there on TV, I was looking at the former Lord Mayor of Dublin there and Fianna Fáil councillor, Paul McAuliffe, who was a massive big Jim Gavin supporter. He proposed him for the Freedom of the City many years ago, 2017 or 18. And he seems to... He was pressed last night and he just stopped short of saying that Fianna Fáil, when they do get him, when they do get a one candidate, they have two at the moment, and that's going to be cut down to between Bill Keller and Jim Gavin. That's going to be cut down to one. And when they have the one, he just stopped short of saying that headquarters would be in contact with members on the council to block...
to block off any independent candidates on any council that's controlled by Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, that a diktat would come from headquarters of those parties, and perhaps maybe Labour too, who are backing Catherine Connolly, to say, look, we have our candidate, don't vote anyone in who might upset them on the ballot paper. We don't know if that's going to happen or not.
Yeah, he stopped short, Kerry. He stopped short. Paul McAuliffe, he stopped short of saying last night that they were going to get a directive that all Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael council. But it's quite obvious when you look back at the figures in 2018 that didn't happen. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael actually voted because Peter Casey got 14. But look, it's a democratic process. I put my name forward in 2019, first as a county councillor, and last year again. I put myself out there in front of the people. I was absolutely delighted that the people would entertain me at the door, would listen to me. I think it's a privilege that Kerry County Council and other councils in Ireland should get the chance to put somebody forward if they want to put somebody forward. When we hear the pitches from everybody next week, it might be a decision that look at none of these are worthy candidates to go forward. But I'm sure that there are worthy candidates within the crowd next week that are going to be coming doing that pitch. But I was privileged that people listened to me, listened to what I had to say, listened to
give you a hearing.
They gave me a hearing, and subsequently came out. And I think that it's only fair and it's only democratic that I would sit down next Monday and listen to everybody. And then the following week, whenever it is that we vote on whether we're putting the candidate forward or not, I'm not privy to what way that vote is going to go, but I presume we're going to have a vote. Are we putting the candidate forward or not? At that stage, are Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, we know Fine Gael have a candidate, one candidate at the moment, Heather Humphreys, and I was very disappointed. I'm not a Fine Gael supporter, but as a Kerry person and a Kerry councillor, I was disappointed that Sean Kelly got blapped off and didn't get to contest. It would have been great to have a Kerry man in the race, but look, it wasn't me. And I'm not sure whether we're going to get the opportunity of voting for somebody. I hope. All I can say to you, Gerry, regardless of
would you be hopeful? And it may be a case that some councillors will abstain and say, look, we're not going to vote against you. We're just going to abstain. And in the interest of democracy, to let someone go on the ballot, whoever that person is that gets decided, that at least they'll have the opportunity to be one of the four councillors that might result in that person being on the ballot and contesting the election in October, that you get that chance, that it isn't closed off.
I hope it's not closed off, Jerry. I hope it's not closed off. And you see, what these candidates, independent candidates now that are coming to pitch their views next week, I think that apart from talking to the independents, they should be really talking to the Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil,
and Fianna Fáil councillors, and Labour,
To make sure that they don't block them off. I'm not saying they're going to be blocked off. I don't know. I'm not privy to what we're going to do. But I just hope, I really, really hope that we get the opportunity to put somebody forward. If we feel like putting somebody forward, if we feel somebody is up to the job, that we get the chance to put somebody forward. There's a lot of councils around the country are controlled, not controlled by independents. And I think those are the people that these independent candidates, like Maria Steen, who rang me, or Garrett Sheridan, or any of these people who are looking to get forward. I think it's to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and the bigger party, they should be talking and say, don't block us off. They know that the independents are going to some way or the other. Do you know, like, we might come to decision next week. I think we have 10 independents inside. And look, somebody other than the independents might have one support, go to support one person. I might support another. But at least have the debate, have the vote,
yeah.
And let somebody go on from Kerry County Council. And I wasn't convinced last night by that Paul McAuliffe. The director wasn't going to come down to bluff. I hope it doesn't, Jerry. I hope.
To be honest, okay, Charlie. Listen, we're going to leave it there. Thanks a million for giving your view at this stage. We'll see what happens. It'll be interesting to watch and find out as it plays out from next Monday. But thanks for talking to us.
Yeah, Jerry. Before I go, can I just take the opportunity to congratulate a man here from the parish of Castellina from Cordell, David Walsh, who was nominated as the Kerry Person of the Year. A wonderful achievement
indeed
for a man, and a great achievement for a small little rural place like Cordell here in Castellina. Thanks, Sherry.
Brilliant. Okay, thanks, Charlie. Charlie Farley there on the line.